Good morning. My name is Samuel. I will be your assistant during the conference of today. At this moment, I would like to welcome you all to this conference of results to the second quarter of 2015 of Argos Group. All the lines have been placed in mute to avoid any noise or interferences. After the comments of the speaker, there will be a question and answer session. If you wish to make any question at that time, just simply push the asterisk button on your phone. Thank you. Now I have the pleasure to give the floor to Sebastián Velázquez, Director of Relations with Investments of Argos Group. Go ahead, Mr. Velázquez.
Good morning. My name is Sebastián Velázquez, Director of Investments Relations. We thank you very much for your participation in this call, which we will show the results for the first quarter of 2015. With me, Jose Alberto Vélez, President of Argos Group, Alejandro Piedraita, Financial Vice President, Camilo Abello, Vice President of Corporate Matters. Affairs. Reminder that this teleconference will analyze the different conference financial services of the report that was sent. In addition, we will share with you the facts and relevant information of business of Argos Group. At the end of the call, we will leave a space for questions and answers. This teleconference has been translated to English in a simultaneous way. However, I will remind you that all the communications or the reports of the resources, relevant and presentations, were published in Spanish and in English in our website for investors, and type www.argos.com. At this webpage, we have been made available the presentation that we will follow in the teleconference. To download, just go to the Director of Financial Information, and then after it, the tab reports, where you will find the first five core presentation of the first quarter of 2015. I give the floor to Julio Alberto Vélez, Argos President. Good morning to all of you. Thank you very much for being with us today in this call and allowed us to share with you the main advances and challenges of our group. Before we begin with the results of this quarter, I would like to outline that they were prepared according to standard by IFRS standards and are applied in Colombia, from January 2015. During the second quarter, 2015, Argos Group continued consolidating its position in infrastructure business after obtaining the purchase of shares for 49.4%. This acquisition marked a new milestone in business to increase in the port and restore units. Although the test to this were communicated extensively to the market, I want to make a recall of what happened in the second quarter. Between the days 14 and 16 of April, it was for the stock exchange in Colombia, 48,360 shares of Grupo Nisa, equivalent to 24.8% of the company. These shares were acquired at an average price of 29,495 for a transaction of 451,635 millions of pesos. The 16th of April, after closing of the stock, the intention to launch a public open share with the objective to acquire an additional package between 20 and 25%. 12 for the superintendents of commerce authorized under the terms proposed. 25th of May, accepting period and concluded the 5th of June. We received offers for 489,608. That's 0.29 of a liquid, equivalent to 46% of the total, surpassing the percentage rate of 12th of June. We made payment of the 49,011,700 shares adjudicated at a price of 49 per share, where it's equivalent to a total 475,611 millions of pesos. In addition, Argos received an authorization with superintendents of industry and commerce to acquire additional package of shares that allows reach a position of early leader. With these, acquisition group order defines its strategic pillars, fundamental system knowledge in the cement business, energy and concession. At the same time, maintains investments in the real estate business, lines of properties for rent. Going to the performance of business, cement Argo present excellent figures at the closing of the semester and is highlight stress in the participation market in Colombia, participation in volumes in the United States, and good results in Honduras. Business of energy overcame adverse conditions in the Colombian market. However, some operations in South America allowed us to conclude this business. In the real estate business, we highlight creation and schedule of the Argos and concrete real estate business. And the duty of three Plaza Barranquilla business, but business side with a positive increase in volume, so bank in the financial sector and during the month of May, the Standard & Poor's 500 confirmed the qualification of AAA to other groups and confirmed the negative, confirmed the debt, long-term debt in debt and the short-term indebtedness TLC 1 Plus, placement of ordinary and bills of a group order for 1 billion of Colombian pesos and assigned the negative perspective. It is important to make clear that conditions for this grade qualification include the debt necessary for Felipe, but does not include the new bid debt. We hope that once it includes an evaluation model, the results generated by a report and investments for Grupo Argos, this perspective improved. On the other hand, in the month of five, credit with Bogota tied with 200,000 million pesos to 5 years. These resources were destinated to support acquisition of shares partition in Orincha. Sorry. Passing to the result, we find among the slides four, we want to make emphasis in the changes in the lecture of the reports with the interpretation of the IFRS North. We have the group Argo, the consolidation, public consolidation of the revenues called energy and real estate. Well, just in the participation of the assets and equity of the future business for property with concrete that will apply the same rule. In addition, it's important to make clear the investment in group Zura is classified in an associated category which we have to incorporate under the same criteria as participative equity participation. We're in a reading of our resource, which you will see it in a moment. Revenues of Argo were near to 5.5 billion pesos, growing to 14% in front of the same period of 2014. This slide was promoted by a relevant increase in sales of cement business in these different regions. Incorporation of operations in Panama and Costa Rica, business of energy, and solid performance in the real estate business. They've been consolidated totally 1.4 million, decreasing 1.6% in front of the figure of the first semester of last year. This reduction is explained principally for the important increment in generation costs in the energy business, because of the high price of the fuel utilized and decrease in the stock market prices in 2015. Net profit was in 293 million of pesos in front of the 573 million of 2014. Besides the factors already mentioned, the net profit was affected by the tax to the wealth tax and increase to the financing of acquisition of bulk of plant or cement by Cementosa and assets generated energy in Panama and Costa Rica. It is important to point out that these facts are a conjunctural effects. In the case of financial expansion of the companies that are all the branches that not compromise the promise of Grupo Argo. Continue with this slide number 10. And that, you can observe the general balance in the consolidated way to June 2015.
assets increased to $202 million, growing 1.4% in front of December of 2013. The total $15.5 billion, and the assets is $20 billion, increasing 3%. The monetary results of business of cement and slide number 13 and 16 between these two slides, 13 and 16. During the second quarter of the year, cement algos continued to present to result, positive results in front of the another high participation of the market in Colombia and important increases in volumes of cement in regions of United States and Central America and Korea. Colombia regional growth at 10% and cement a figure very positive compared with the 5% of growth of the market at national level. If you compare figures accumulated sales to second semester of the year, volumes of cement have had an increase of 14%. An increase of 14% in front of the same period of the prior year. Volumes of concrete with 5% growth in front of the same period of 2000, marking the tendency of the recovering participation in the market and this business, at the same time maintaining focus on the projects of greater profitability. Profitability in the United States has a good performance in the second year of 2000, reported growth of 12% in the cement area, cement spaces. It is important to take into account that these figures are perfectly comparable because the operational plant in Florida was reincorporated in the second quarter of 2014. However, this business was registered growth of 1% in the volume, so during the third quarter was translated to the growth of 8% for the accumulated of 2015. In Central America and Caribbean region, we highlight the operation acquired recently in Puerto Rico, positive results in the operations and the performance of business in Honduras were thanks to the improvement of value-added module and efficiency. We increased participation in the market and we reached a great result. In this way, the regional report an increase of 24% in the dispatch of cement, while volumes of concrete cement decreased at 70%, affected principally by the diminishing of the deliveries or dispatch to Panama. In a cumulative way, in the first semester of 2000, Argos market 6.8 tons of cement, growing to 14% in front of the figures of 2014, and 5.5 liters of growth of 4%. Revenues, cumulative revenue was near $6.3 billion. EBITDA was of 678 million pesos, growing 26% and 31% respectively. The margin of EBITDA for it was located 20%. 200 points based above the results during this period in 2014. Lastly, the net profit during the first semester quarter of the year was near to 21.5 million, 81% of superior above the to regard to the results of the business during the time, slide number 17. During the second quarter of 2015, on one side, the operation in Central America from positive, we start to see thanks to the management that we have been working on, the condition, hydraulic condition, high elevated prices of gas, and diminution of prices in front of the results of 2014 affect the results of in Colombia. Regarding two operational costs, the total energy generated 2,961 kilowatts hour, but represent a growth of 15% in front of the 2014. This increase is explained mainly with the part of the operations in Central America. However, generation in Colombia is of 18%, diminished 18% to the plants of Gloria Zuma for Escuadro and the hydrologic conditions of the country. On the other part, business of distribution and marketing distribution was benefited by the great value of sales in the regulated market as well as not regulated, particularly the dynamic of sales of the not regulated was very positive thanks to the running of the database of clients to generate 7% in the commercial demand. In projected, during the second quarter of the year, we initiate tests of the hydrolated guano, which represents an investment of 335 million of pesos and will give us 55 megabytes energy. Effectively, one of the first units of generation is in commercial operation, and we hope that the second unit finalize the testing probe in September. And we have had 30 June was a further environmental license and gave to the hydroelectric project program here too. With this, we can create a condition for the perfect functionament of the contract of purchasing of shares, production effective of tariff for the new project. With this license, inform company will design what will be the time to execute this period, taking into account condition of the market and regulation. Going to financial operational, accumulated in the first quarter, in Turkey was near to 1.6 billion. They created 13% thanks to the incorporation of the new corporation, new business in Central America. And the other part of it, the consolidated to May, decreased 28%, located in 414 million of pesos. And it was affected by the cost of operations, by the increase in the cost of operations already mentioned. We also reported to take into account the second quarter of 2014, a period record for the company, thanks to the many favorable conditions of the market registered at that moment. The EBITDA, it grew 36% in utility, profit net, minus 19,000 million. Let's go to the real estate business between the 20, it's like 21 and 24. Referring to the Alliance of the Corporate Group, and the clinics of this company, they develop a program of assets, ports, which will be implemented the second quarter of the year. We hope that this transference of assets to this new vehicle finalized in December this year. The business retained its dynamics on the second quarter, and we did it. Some of the plots that were postponed during the 2014 to the Palmas del Rio, a plot of 5,339 square meters by 8,000 some million. So, while in the product, in the North Island, we did it 2+ with an area of 6,000 plus meters by 4,500 plus millions of pesos. Going to this financial figures, Ristay of Argos revenue was near to 17,600 million, which is grown 14% in front of the results of the prior year. Total revenues comes from the real estate, 80% and 20% on the other business. Comparing the figures accumulated to June, the revenue of real estate business were nearly to 30,000 million of pesos, including 30% increase in front of the 2000. We hope that during the second semester of the year, factors as coming into operation of some real estate business projects and their recovering of these does affect positively this revenue line. On the other hand, EBITDA accumulated was 500 million pesos and the margin EBITDA of 46%. It is important to know that these figures are the real estate total, includes all the operations of Grupo Argos. Accounting talking, even if they are accounting talking in the register in different line. Let's go to the slides 25 and 28, please. Sports business has a solid performance during the second quarter of the first year. It's outlining important increase in prices and volumes, bulk mobilized by the different companies. At the same time, we highlight the advance of the works, construction of works, the new Aguadero support, and when I went to that work, we had the same, we continued working in the lands. We issued the purchasing of equipment needed for the transport of this work. Going to the operational figures, total of was 2.2 million of tons, which represents a growth of 5.8% in front of the same period of 2014. Contribute to the growth was the cost. Contribute to this lower the cost. It happened because the last year, the only terminal that can manage coming to Barranquilla, Glory Barranquilla, is it complied with the legal norms that impede the distribution of particulates to the environment. It outlines the link to the figure as a vehicle for transport of these
products. So the excellent results, on the other hand, with the transport of bulk transportation at different terminals, which allows to reach growth of 30% in this type of loads. This growth in the bulk coal allowed us to fall with the transport in the cargo. How we had trading freight coal was affected for the better. Operational incomes to June 2015 were near to 78,000 millions of pesos, growing to 28% in front of last year's figure. EBITDA accumulated reached 29 millions of pesos, then 55% in front of the same period of the last year, while the margin of EBITDA was 37%, representing an increment of 650 points, basic points. And a slight number, so that we can visualize the individual group of Argos, that increased 1.6 billion of pesos, the cost average is 7.14 million. Actual balance is 538,000 million of pesos, and it's important to remember that this will become shares, preferential shares, the slight 30, the performance of portfolio that goes from 2014 to 19 billion of pesos in 2015, which represents a retrocess of 2014. This variation allows, because of the recent volatility of the stock market, because the assets and development continued moving with the figures at the moment of this. We thank you very much. We thank you to your participation. We give the floor to the operator to draw the attention for questions and answer session. At this moment, we would like you to remind you to formulate any questions, just button asterisk, following by the number one, asterisk, one, two, make questions. We will do a brief break to configure to set the question and answer session. Again, asterisk, one, two, ask any questions. But if at this moment we don't have any questions, we would like to compliment a little bit about the consolidated net profit. Operator, please. Go ahead, please. It's just simply complimenting what Jose Alberto Vélez was saying, net profit consolidated to 573,000 million pesos, and net profit to July 2015 was close at 293 million of pesos. That variation, basically, we explain because of two things. The first, as we mentioned, it has to be with the wealth tax that is in effect, that is seen in an immediate manner, nearly to 105,000 million pesos. The other thing is because income by participation. Basically, those income by method of participation, there are 4 points that are important. The first one, because 49.8%, we are registered for participation method. The net profits in the second quarter, those profits we are incorporating, and they are 24,500,000 million pesos. In addition, by participation method, we believe it's a change, important change under IFRS, that is Sura Group Compact, as mentioned, the Odinter Group. In the case of Sura, if we see revenues by participation method 2014, where 367,000 million of pesos, in the year 2015, by this same method, 290 million of pesos. This means this is a decrease or reduction in 18%. In Compact, in the 2014, we went from 208,000 million to 3,700,000 million pesos, growth of 29%. So the difference of that change, that gap between 2014 to 2015 is explained mainly because the wealth tax and the method of participation method. Okay, the Sura Group. Operator, please. They think there is a problem at the time. Again, to to ask a question, please push asterisk plus the number one in your telephone, please, if you wish to make any question. Samuel, I'm getting some questions for the email. I think we have a problem with the phone call, but I would like to read a couple of questions that we have from Alejandro Sosa. Okay, we have the line of Alejandro Sosa. Let's hear, please. Go ahead, Mr. Sosa. Can you hear me? Perfect. Go ahead, Mr. Alejandro. Thank you very much. Thank you for the space that you gave me. I'd like to ask the authorities of the superintendent what portion of general portion you'll be interested in purchase in Odinza, if 1.1% or to be bigger, or the second question would be, at this time, is a publication, a press, the group of the cement in Una Cement Peru. I don't know how true that is. And the third question, maybe the airlines that we with APM for the Cartagena port, can you talk a little bit more? Can you elaborate in terms of numbers and figures at times for the Alejandro? I would say this. Regarding to the additional fusion to acquire in Odinza, you know that we have 19.8% and we just received more information on the market. Authorization of superintendent is to be able to have the control of the company. It's very recent, that approval. And evidently, we are going to do all the analysis, all the studies, internal studies, by the board of directors of the Argos Group to know what would be the participation of the decision. So that's not a decision we have now on hand. Later on, we will be communicating to you how much or what would be the process. In terms of Unasem, yes, there are publications that come many times because we have received information. The board of directors of Cementos Argos, this is a channel which this company participate there. They have a strategic committee with them, but we haven't had any kind of relations or talks that can, let's call, consider as a possibility that Cementos Argos of Colombia thinking an investment in the company. This is a familiar company, very big company, familiar in the majority. This is in the stock market with operations in Peru, with operations in the United States and Arizona. And it's not a topic that we are considered at this time. About. And at the third point, I'm sorry, please excuse me. Camilo Bello is here. He knows the APN terminal. It's a filial of it's office of the transportation company of Marit Bors Load. And he can clarify the topic what the this terminal is doing in Cartagena. Okay, good morning to all. This participation of this recent agreement with merge. Sorry, I have listening problems. This means that Port Terminal of Cartagena, this concession for Port Authority concession, and it be only a vehicle in the operation of that port concession. We have to be sure an ITM person having the majority of the operations with 52% and 49% of purchases. That's going to imply an equation of that terminal or to $200 million and the proportion of participation of the companies. And with islands, it's going to be good for the development, future development of this terminal and for containers and with the big operators. See, this is solid projection for growth, and anyway, that corresponds to a real opportunity to be bring a sea line here in this port. Thank you very much for your answer. Samuel, we also have a question from the line of Julián of Bancolombia. Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hola, Jairo. Hello, Jairo. Yes, good morning. I'm sorry with you for the interference. I have two questions about the result. The first is just to have a little bit more about the core business, because they don't publish financial results. I can imagine it's because the administration that were in the prior periods about the not investment of the same asset. I would like to know a little bit. You have some talks in advance and some talks. The second question is in reference to the DINSA group. You have an authorization, you do authorization that you're going to exercise control during this semester. But I would like to ask if, as a vision of 1 or 2 years, so DINSA has won a couple of, was awarded a couple of projects in the public-private important projects. I would like to know, now that you are in charge, now that you are in charge of the company, how do you see the capacity, financial capacity of DINSA and company to face these projects? What their capital requirements, what that they could generate in emission of shares in the secondary market, if you know the cash flow of the company could sustain those investments that are very significant. That would be my two questions. Jairo, I'm going to talk about a call, and then after I give the word to Alejandro Piedrahita, so he can tell you a little bit more about it. Effectively, the call, we de-invest from the year 2004 and 2005. We are doing the kind of, you know, assets of this company. I just simply want to remind you, two participants in this conference, and is that in the year 2004, we sold my Alajagua mine with Greenco, for operation for above $100 million. That was a mine that was utilized to extract coal of a good quality through the port that we have in Cienega. It was utilized, it exported and exported the coal. But inside the interest of this group to focus in the cement business, it would not make no sense to participate in the export of coal and go to the international market to compete with the big traders of the coal out there. So that was the first $100 million. The second was the one that was giving value the assets of coal that were in Cesar, the highways also in the Cesar, in South of Cesar, in your zone area. Loma, and there we sold a mine that was beginning an exploitation process in the mining reservoir with a level of the reserve. That was a transaction of $380 million. We sold it to the Vale company, Brazilian company. The total they practically we made $500 million. Of the investments in the export coal because of the same reason. We kept the cost in the interior of Colombia, Boyacá, Cundinamarca, Antioquia, Valle, and one mine of Open Sky in Cordoba's department in Puerto Libertador's side. But what happened is the underground mine, we took the decision within last year to sell them. We sold all of them. And we only have an asset that is Puerto Libertador's mine. With that asset, it's an asset that is in exploitation, not of a great size, evidently, but it's an asset that we're looking at, into different alternatives to what extent the core can be converted in energy. They have some potential clients very interested. In fact, they sell to Cerro Batoso. We sell coal, you sell some of the turmoil units of the government. And 100% of government, national government, and is located in St. Jairo, Puerto Libertador, and Puerto Libertador, not between Puerto Libertador, Puerto Libertador, and the possibility to use that reservoir to another generator. That is what we are looking for. Of that, we nothing worked or finalized, but the idea is just to keep working on that. That's what is not appeared in this context. That's the explanation I can give you. I can give the floor to Alejandro. Good morning. About the audience topic, I would like to say two or three things. The first thing is, as Coach Alberto mentioned at the beginning, that because of the realization of the idea, the audience, we had the opportunity to participate in the first board of directors meeting, and we were revising, with the company, the main investment that they have in different projects that are going from APT until 4G with Pacific 2. And in this moment with the company, they are organizing two actions, a very strategic exercise, talking a little bit about what is the focus of investment, these are investment to future is more relevant. The second exercise that we're doing with the company is an analysis of sources and capital structure of the company, of each one dedicated to the projects that are coming and what are their needs. Obviously, sustained by under an element that is fundamental is the company maintaining financial flexibility to upload all the projects, and from the equity standpoint of view, have the enough force. There is a point that is very important. It is what we want to do with from the leveling or hedging, what efficiency we can do leveling by the access our Grupo Argo has to the stock market. And the other is that we can see the level of leveling Odense has is a level relatively low, around 1.5 times debt of over EBITDA, which in this sector allowed us to have a leveling factor higher. If we compare other companies in the region, the leveling level is around two to three times. And the other important thing is that EBITDA normally in this type of companies, concessions, has a volatility relatively low because there's a maintain cash flow or stable cash flows, which is at some time upon the level of revenue the company can have, it could be higher. But I repeat again, that is going to be aligned to two things. The first thing is the strategic alignment that we should start working on, and the second, in function of the capital structure of the company, the WIST cash structure of the company. And the last question, if you allow me to, Facebook or Argos is going to become a company holding of infrastructure investment. That's clearly Colombia. Colombia has a giant potential, huge potential, but the market constrains high interest rate because of market interest and deficit. Colombia companies have to generate speculation on investors. Of what, how feasible is this topic for generation consensus for your preparing so much in the cement company as an infrastructure roadway company, as a port, and it could be like a compass. So what I would like to hear about your vision, how you see in the situation of this sector, the financial closings of the company, because really one see the economic condition has changed in an important way, and that could generate maybe a backlog or negative impact at short term in development, in the development of this infrastructure topic in Colombia. Well, how do you see this? I would like to begin, and my colleagues Alejandro and Camilo can complement this response. Conditions effectively we have changed, but they are important. The first I want to say is Cementos Argos. It's a company of which 60% of revenues are done outside of Colombia in dollars. Well, it could be in the United States or Central America, and a strong economy because the revenue that comes from Honduras or Panama or the Dominican Republic are the economies with the money attached, linked to the dollar. So that gives an advantage very good for Cementos Argos. Cementos Argos is not only a Colombian company. So we are, however, evidently that Cementos Argos has a big opportunity because it's not linked, it's not tied up with any concession in particular, not with Odense and not with other ones. For so we can provide the supply cement, given the participation in the market, given these publications in different regions of the country, you can do very attractive offers. So those that participate in bidding process that are already tendered, awarded, the different of the fourth generation roads can supply all the cement they need. In addition, there are works that are highly consumers of concrete or cement for these bridges, the adults and everything. From the standpoint of Sobeza, there's a perspective, very, very, very optimistic. And those are the reasons. From the standpoint of INSA, evidently, INSA, we just arrived, and as Alejandro was just saying, for sure, we were going to look at it, very in-depth look at this project that we have. What I want to say, that project with INSA is a couple of APT that I study internally with all the Lord, as the magic, was a way of meta, network. And when they get award, awards, it is one of the highways of fourth generation highways. I would say that the country, and when one here, people, president, vice president, the transportation ministry, talk about all the projects of fourth generation projects, they are talking about the first, second, and third, all the works. And evidently, we have to be conscious indeed that the economic situation can hit harder to those that have not been having financial closing, and those are the ones that are in process of awarding. So closing, so I think like opportunity, I think they don't have a problem. That's the case of Odinza. Odinza is a great generator of work because they have concessions of tolls, the majority of the tolls of the country, that's a coffee highway that generates a very good cash flow. And they redo their concession, replan the process, or make it enlargement or to expansion. We feel very comfortable here in this situation. It is true because we are dedicated to the public works and the rest of infrastructure and public works there. Perfect. Thank you very much. Following question from Julia Calderos. Thank you very much for the call. Hello, good morning. Thank you very much for the call. I would like to find out if you can tell us the perspectives on about the upcoming quarters, or if you have any estimate that you can share with us. Thank you very much. I'm going to say this question to my two colleagues, Alejandro, Julia, good morning. I was just going to talk about in a way that now and then the focus study we have in infrastructure business, the perspectives and general terms independently of the possible increase in the interest rates are very positive, not only what happened at local level but international level, which would have to have an impact in the figures of Grupo Argos at the closing of 2015 in some way, what is happening now in the United States, how the economy has been growing, and obviously exposed position to the exchange rate on one side, on the other hand, and the new energetic business, the diversification of revenue sources, not only in Colombia, but also in Central America. Now, these are with the projects that have been being aware of the stability and cash flow movement they have, I believe that from the operational standpoint of view, the perspectives are very, very positive. That's how I see it in general terms. We are very optimistic about this. Thank you very much. Following the question, Jose Restrepo, Cerfinco. Good morning. Questions were all responded. Thank you. And I was just, it was because of the difficulty in communication. Following question of the line. Andres Sanchez, Colbanca. Good morning. Thank you very much for the presentation. I would like to know, because just to make a comment to a grade or rating with a change of indebtedness to participate in Odinza. What would be what objectives you have taken into account that includes the EBITDA of Odinza? This means how does it change in terms the change of the rating company, or what do you think can improve the expectation increase? The average, if you see regional United States, in Cementos Argos has been increasing and representing revenue because of the exchange rate. What is that level of average to make projections and not having later deterioration for this type of change? This means that we actually were living in a high exchange rate,
a decrease in exchange rate would be relevant within the income, the revenues of the cement segment. What would you be the optimum to see this type of long term? I can imagine the multiple of net debt. What we plan here, we were talking about in the information, what we want to, if this, well, in the conversation that we have had with Fitch as a BRC, inside their analysis, what they took into account was a leveling nearly to 560,000 million additional pesos. So it's important to mention because remember there were 400,000 million of the pesos additionally in cash and in the banks to make the acquisition. That bring us to a multiple near today around the 6 times EBITDA. So obviously with that multiplier that is above expected levels of rate, greatest rating agencies, so that was a negative perspective. However, the grade is a AAA. Our rate is AAA still. The other thing important is the position of the grader is that they hope that the level of leveling as multiple to be reduced in the time. They have been talking there in reports between 3.5 times. If you look, for example, what the investment in Siemens recently that was announced to the market, that cash flow was affected the annual EBITDA forward. That a multiplier will fall in a significant way, which is a fact that is relevant, is that we were coming forward, investment that we would have to do, depending on the car, we would not need a leveling or additional leveling. We have discussed this already. Okay. Before the change of topic, once you have control of the company, how is going to be the consolidation of financial statements regarding the documents, or if you're going to take into account the revenue of Adinja into the group or cash flow. Now we are in the regulatory IFRS regulation. We have a participation method where we apply the 49.8% of the profits from the period where we began to take participation of the company, which was over the second quarter of this year. But once we have majority participation, Odinza is not going to come in as a participation method, but in a consolidated way to the figures of Argos Group, like today with the Cementos Argos. Thank you very much. Now, the dollar, I don't know. It's a little bit more a future perspective, a time of exchange rate, but we have seen a growth in participation of the United States and the industry of Spencer Sargos. That would be the optimal level, later because the exchange rate would change. What would be the issue here with the participation? That's a complicated. That's a complicated question. I will focus on what happened on today in the United States. That is growth in terms of quantity. If you see, for example, effect of type of exchange rate has been very important. That have had a positive impact. However, I think there is a more relevant fact that takes a little bit part of the protagonism to the appreciation of the dollar in front of the peso. That is what has been happening in certain regions, specifically the United States. So when we look in general terms, well, the source of cement, we see that clearly there is a growth in quantities. And that growth in quantities is relevant at the time to look the results, structural results of the company. In that order of idea, we say what the type of exchange rate is something that helps us a lot. So from the state point of view, important from a state point of view, because the market grows and the quantities of cement has been increasing as well. Thank you very much. And I know if I get to make another question, it's just regulation legal. We see that the companies, let's say, the actually regulatory aspect that can be affecting income or revenues as the common law for distribution. I would like to know what expectation you have of if you are neutral, pessimist, or optimist in this matter. I believe, but let's say that at that point, there is a point, a very particular point. We believe that the one that should respond the question directly, administration of Excelsior, and they can tell you in more detail the point with the regulators, and because they have had the direct contact. I would prefer that Excelsior that respond those questions. Okay, thank you very much. Mr. Andres Gonzalez, BT. Mr. Gonzalez, your line is open. Mr. Gonzalez, your line is still open. Following question, Catherine Ortiz of Davivienda. Good morning. Thank you very much for your presentation. I have two questions. One is a little bit following the Andres question, and I would like to know the indebtedness indicators with the recent sales of shares of Cementos Argos. The second question is I would like to you to tell us a little bit what is the rationale in front to making the investment as Argos Cement to finance acquisition of Odinsa, and third, if we should wait that this type of deep investment in strategic assets continue to be carried forward. I would like to ask for the strategic policies. 10 years ago, this organization, when they made the merge of the cement industries and make one Cementos Argos, they had a holding called Argos Investment. They had it both in the stock market. They had 70% of the shares of Argos Cement. What we did with them, we made a jury in our structure, because at that moment there was only not a trade for any investment. That's why invest in investments Argos, and what was the difference in investment in holding Argos and Cement Argos? The difference was that we gave the holding in our infrastructure to Investments Argos. We changed the name to Group Argos, and we depart from the following. We dedicate 10%, well, I'm talking about global participation that we had, investment in Argos and Cementos. Instead of 70, had 60% participation. We gave that 10% to the energy business for anybody. Means very important step. Maintain the control of the cement industry and diversify the risk in the holding in the business dynamic with a big, great, great future as the energetic sector. Now is a company, the series very strong asset, and I would say is that asset of the Celsius or today with investments in Panama, with investments in Costa Rica, with potential to continue to grow, what more they have in the 10% that we took from the shares of Cementos Argos, and selling that 5% of Cementos Argos, unpredictable, let's call it, because those resources to acquire the Insta, we are strengthening the strategy and diversification on the business, but in the same focus of the infrastructure in the case of the holding. It is preferably instead of having 60% company as a sum, having 55% at the cementing industry company and have a new business. The idea is a business is of a great future because it's a concession business. It's a business where it's not necessarily tied up to construction, linked to construction. People sometimes confuse as a constructor, not as a concessionary. The airport business is extraordinarily profitable in the whole world, having the airport of Bogota, potential to participate in other airport concessions obedience processes. It gives them a strength, very, very high strength to these processes. And without losing the control of this man, but it's preferably to have the control of the company as a team in that matter of excessive participation, controlling control in the shareholder. And there is a complement that mentioned, Jose Alberto Valle mentioned, where the financial sector and aligned with a strategic alignment. What we look for is an alignment with the financial strategy. Here, complementing what he was saying before. With that cash flow that we receive, with the cash that we receive, the indicators are going to have an important reduction. We're going to be with a debt of 3 times, which is inclusive inside the guidelines or under the guidelines in time of the greater rating agency, which allowed us to continue with the investments in commentary at some time to assist to the control of audience on one side. On the other hand, we know that we have to have capital to capitalize, funds to capital to of Argos in concreto. And in fact, here we have another funds available to do this capitalization that's accretive without increasing leveling part of the company. Can you hear me? Yes. Hello? Can you hear me? Yes. And the question if we should hope more sales in the short time of our strategic assets, or would these sales, Cementos, Argos, feel comfortable in terms of indicators? We feel very comfortable, like Alejandro says, and we don't need to sell any other package of shares, so we are very well positioned here. Perfect. Thank you very much. At this moment, we don't have any more questions. Samuel, I want to confirm we have for the email Carlos Enrique Rodriguez, Credit Core. I don't know if he's online. Can you press asterisk one, Mr. Enriquez? Carlos Enrique Rodriguez. Can you press asterisk one? So it's like he's not in the call, conference call. We cannot, okay. It's just like he's not on the line no more, okay? Perfect, Samuel. Well, if you don't have this gentleman in the call, if there is not more questions, okay, this is the end of the two. Thank you, all of you, and we hope to hear from you the next quarter. Thank you very much to all of you. With this, we conclude the conference of the day. Thanks to all for participation.